Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on this top knot, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Andrews, this is probably the longest I have ever not spoken to you. It's been 10 days. We purposely didn't have a conversation. I know we didn't say we didn't, but I think I know you well enough to know that we didn't have a conversation before this podcast today, so we could just dive into all the things.
All the things, the med. I did FaceTime you while you were out there. I think it was like your first day because I was so jealous you were there.
And I was and I so just wanted drunk.
To... Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's so much to talk about. You're so tan. It's insane. I'm so sprinkled. White. It's crazy. Okay. Well, first of all, before we get to all like the med and all that, we have not spoken to each other on this podcast in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And we had a big announcement on your behalf while we were away. Congratulations. We can finally say it publicly on hosting Thursday Night Football. What is the title? It's Amazon Prime Thursday
Night
Football.
There's so many titles. Prime Videos, Thursday Night Football coverage. Yeah. Because, and again, I need to retrain myself because they want to say
Prime Videos. You do.
Yeah, they want to say Prime Videos. Obviously, you know, with Amazon and the connection there, that goes without saying. It's included in the title. It is Thursday Night Football on Prime Video, but, you know, through Amazon. I fucked up the whole thing when I was making the announcement, but I just need to retrain myself on exactly
Amy,
how to say
it. Amy, where
are
you?
I know, exactly. But thank you, my darling. I am so, so, so excited and feel very, very privileged to sit in that chair for a number of different reasons, but more importantly, because of the group that I get to sit with, very similar to the fun crew that I have on Sunday on Fox. You know better than anyone, getting to work with the people that we love, and especially with this show, because it's on the road. You've lived your life on the road for 20 something years, that it's all about who you travel with. And so for me, Richard Sherman, who of course I have loved forever growing up in Seattle, all the time with the Legion of Boom and just what he has done philanthropically for that city. Also Tony Gonzalez, who I used to work with on Fox, and we know how fun that guy is. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is someone that I had never really covered and then never obviously had worked with in any capacity, is so funny. I'll just summarize him like this. On our text chain, which again is like you have seven text chains with all your different work peeps, but we took a photo outside of the Amazon studios when we were there doing like our cute orientation. I felt like it was like first day of school. He took the picture, photoshopped it, and made us look like we were on a yacht in the Mediterranean. And this was like done in like 20 seconds. And it's just
fabulous.
That instantly I was like, this is going to be quite a time. And we all know Ryan Fitzpatrick, if anyone doesn't know, he was quarterback for a bunch of different teams. Mm-hmm. But he was a guy that, while with the Bucks, had showed up to the post-game press conference in aviator sunglasses, gold chains, and looking
DeSean
like...
DeSean Jackson's outfit, right?
Exactly.
Wasn't that the story?
That was the story. Right, exactly. So he's that guy.
Chest out. He's got to do a game like that, Carissa. You have to make sure that he does.
I'm so excited. I'm actually going to interview him for NFL Films on Wednesday. So I'm flying to where he lives now to go with his family, which, by the way, he's got kids on kids on kids. Full house. 7, I believe. Which, if I'm getting that wrong, that's a terrible teammate of me of mine.
You're learning.
Mine? Jeez, can I speak? Apparently, English is my second language. Miscusi. Anyway, so I just can't wait. It's gonna be so much fun, and I am thrilled that I get to still do both, because if I had to choose, that would be nearly impossible. So, anyways, Thank you, and thank you for everyone that said congratulations. So, anyways,
I'm excited you're going on the road again, because mm-hmm. I know you do these sit down features and everything for Fox, and you'll continue to do that. But mm-hmm. there's just something different when you have to travel every single week for a game, and you're going to be kind of doing what I was doing. You're doing two like shows a week. You're going to be doing Thursday nights, and then, like you said, back with Fox on Sundays, which I'm so grateful for our bosses to allow us to have opportunities like that. Guys rule. Anyways, I can't wait, and the Calm Down audience can't wait for just the trials and tribulations of travel.
Oh my God.
It's so
crazy. Give me one piece of advice aside from packing, which again, I'm going to have to get better at, as evidenced by even this trip I just took to Italy. I am a terrible packer.
Oh, I can't wait.
But
writing it down.
One thing that you would advise me to like do, or what helped you in terms of preparation when you're working? Granted, for you it was like two specific games, but is there any like tips that you can give me on that?
Tips, you know, well, it's going to be interesting for you because you're harder to deal with. You not only are probably on Thursday night going to have to focus on your game, but Sunday you have all the games to deal with. And I bet on Thursday night, you'll probably speak about a lot of the other teams as well. So I just feel like, you know, you already do this. You don't need tips for this.
No,
but
I do.
I always have NFL Network on. I'm psycho with that. I'm always checking social media. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's crazy because like, you know, people are like, hey, have you watched this show? No, I'm watching NFL Minute right now. That's all I've got time for. You'll be fine.
It's just different, though.
More of the packing. It is.
It's different.
Hard.
Like going on the road is different, but I'm very excited for that. And also, too, we've talked about before, being in person, I mean, just atmospheres. Mm-hmm. We open up Thursday Night Football in Kansas City. I can't wait
Carissa,
for that.
You haven't been out to games.
I have not been out
to
games.
I mean, that's what you're going to lose your mind over.
I was just trying to think, when's the last game I worked as a sideline reporter? I mean, the last game I went to was like to hang out with you.
NFC
I mean,
like, and Super Bowl, yeah.
But yeah, it's been
that's
a minute
so cool.
since I've been. Oh, no, babe. Actually, the last time I was a sideline reporter was when you were covering baseball, because I would fill in for you for like 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the run. So how many years has that been? 5, 6? It's been a minute.
Probably.
Anyways, point is that I'm very excited to go back out. And so thank you for being sweet and congratulating on that.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So our season's right around the corner, but in the meantime, we're still trying to enjoy the last little bits that we have of vacation. But I will say this, vacation still consists of work. So for Aaron, especially.
Okay.
So I am in New York. I'm there for fun, doing things. I talk to you every day, but you thought I was flying out the night before.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up leaving because, again, typical me, I audible. Like any flight that I have, I try to like push it. I'm like, can I leave tomorrow morning?
I had no idea when you were going.
Right.
I thought you had already left.
Totally. So, because someone said that to me, they're like, how did you not know that she was like in New York? Okay, whatever. Here's the story. I'm walking through JFK. It's early. I'm half out of it, not paying attention. And in the distance, I say, I'm like, that looks like
a disaster.
Now, she will never admit this, but I can say it. I was on the phone with her the day before, wherever you were flying to the last time. I think Vegas or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No joke. She didn't even tell me the story. I heard it in real time. She goes, she's talking to me and some guy goes, I'm sorry, are you Cindy Crawford? And I go, she said Giselle. Cindy Crawford was another time. Oh, so many models, so little time.
Right.
This guy goes, are you Giselle? And I was like, oh shit, I just heard that happen. So JFK maneuvering around people in a haze. And I say to myself, is that Giselle? It's Aaron. Dun, dun, dun. And I have never run into you in an airport ever.
I know. Never run into you anywhere.
I was so excited as if like I didn't know you or something. I started jumping up and down like a dickhead and everyone's like looking around. That's random.
It was it 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. New York City? Yeah, JFK, you just said that. It was early. I had just taken a red eye and made a connection in Atlanta, finally landed. Like, breath was horrific.
Stupid.
Crusties in the eye.
So
like,
dumb.
Hair as fried as it is right now. Haven't done anything to it. It was like, I need 7 cups of coffee. We met outside of a Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin', if you're listening, add, please add.
Serendipitous.
Oh, it was so hilarious. And we just were right away. It didn't matter how much we hadn't slept. It was like we were on. It was like,
even though I wanted to have some Dunkin' Donuts, that line is so long. Dunkin', can we get a fast pass for the line already?
You just had a piece of pizza, I think, right?
I did. I crushed a piece of pizza because I wasn't in the mood to wait in the Dunkin' Donuts line. So that's healthy. Really preparing myself for my Italian trip. I wish. And to borrow somebody else's pants because these ones are so tight currently. Anywho, but so
all right, let's go. I want to talk about this trip. Oh, sorry.
Okay, wait, we'll get there. But I wanted to say the reason I was setting it up is because you are someone, even in your downtime, is like working. And now you are, and I can tell from your background, and I already know, Montana. So how is it in the majestical mountains currently?
It's good. I've been here for a bit and my sister was just out here. So that was super fun.
Ken.
But it's great. Like our group is out here right now. We just had a little lunch together and we were all catching up and it's great. I do feel super chill here. There's little things, you know, it's like when you're at home and you're busy all the time, you're just like, okay, you don't really have any
time to rest, or like, I just feel like when you're home, it's always like, I gotta go. I don't know where I'm going, but I gotta go. So, yeah, it's been great. It's a lot of hiking.
What were you guys doing the other day when you were at some ranch? And I didn't get to talk to you about it because I was gone, but you were on horses, you were ziplining. What was that about? It looked amazing.
You know, my husband, very social. He got invited while I was in New York City to go to this place called Crazy Mountain Ranch. And it was about a 2-hour drive from where we are now in Montana. It's actually a really interesting story. I can't say the word because you know I don't do my R's very well. But the Marlboro cigarette group, Philip Morris, Marlboro, yeah, they used to own it. And it was just basically a ranch for their executives to go and have some fun. Okay. And they had zip lines. They had, you know, fishing. We did horseback riding on the in the mountains. We stayed, you know, in these cool little like cabins and stuff like that. It was a time. We had a blast. It was basically Yellowstone on crack. It was just nuts. You're waiting for like Rip to come out. I mean, I was just like overlooking the mountains on this horse. I was panicking a little.
Why do you not like riding horses?
I do, but we have a family friend, a little girl that got really, really hurt, and shows horses and she jumps, and the horse got spooked and actually fell on top of her, and she was airlifted, and that just really hit close to home. And I wasn't even thinking about that until I got up on the horse, and I had the cutest little guy who was helping me out, and all of a sudden he goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm fine. I think I'm just having an anxiety attack." And I don't have anxiety attacks. Yeah. And he goes, "What's wrong?" And I go, "We have a little friend that got really injured. She fell off the horse and the horse fell on top of her." And he was like, "Okay, I need you to breathe because I don't need you to turn blue."
Well, because
after
the horses
5 minutes, I was fine. Yes.
They don't want, it's like with dogs, like anyone that's afraid of dogs, they don't, or horses, like the animal, I mean, animals in general, but I'm just speaking of things I know, like they pick up on your energy. So if you're afraid, then they're more tense because they feel that. So all right. Totally. Well, it looked magical. And
it was great.
I envisioned myself as like being one of those equestrian gals, you know, with like the cute camel colored pants and whatnot. Oh. It's never going to happen, but it looks very fun.
It was a really, really good time. It was great. It's definitely a change of pace like out here. It's not go, go, go. It's just super chill. I did finish Euphoria last night with my sister. Holy crap-a-moly.
Yeah, I haven't gotten in on that. You had mentioned that a couple episodes ago that you were so into it. And
it's incredible.
Including myself, don't give it away. But what's the whole like allure of it? Why do people love it, including yourself?
The actors and actresses in it are fantastic. Zendaya's a rock star. The cinematography The cinematography is fantastic. The music is phenomenal, and it gives you a ton of anxiety. What's not to love?
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to that.
You better watch it now because you're not going to have time during the season, girl.
Fine. I'm happy to not have time in the season. Oh, which brings me to my question from pregame. For anyone that doesn't know, earlier in the week, we do a little episode of 10 minutes talking about a few things, answering fun fan questions. And I was telling you that I went on this trip, as you know, to Italy, and I had the best time. But I was so excited when two people recognized me, not for sports or anything else. Again, I don't get recognized ever, but recognize me for the Calm Down podcast. And I was so excited. I was on a plane one time, and then I was in the random streets of Ravello, which is a really small town, like up the Italian coast, but like different than like Positano or Amalfi that's right on the beach.
Okay.
It sits up on the hillside and it is so gorgeous. And you have to do all these switchbacks to get up there. You would love, love, love it.
What's a switchback?
Just like the road, like switches back and forth and back and forth. And this sweet girl was like, "Are you Carissa from the Calm Down podcast?" I have never been more excited in my life. I said, "Yes, I am." Meanwhile,
did you do a survey? What is she like? What is she not like? She wants more of?
I mean, it would have been, you asking the right follow-up questions. I was so out of breath because it is up on this mountain and I was working out. Like I had just finished working out and I was like, shocked she even recognized me from that. Well, probably from the exhaustion. But either way, where was I going with this? Lost my train of thought. Shit. I don't remember. Wait, why did I bring this up? Oh, of course I remember now. I remember. Sorry. Wow. Because we were talking about on our pregame about fan questions.
Oh, yes.
I need to take it easy with the fan question. But Allison Shine had asked the hardest part about the job, about our jobs. So I didn't want to forget before we move on to other things that we have yet to discuss. Hardest part about the job for me is about making sure that during the in-game updates that I'm watching everything that's going on, like, cause it's, you're watching all the different games at once. And so just keeping track, and a lot of that has to do with our wonderful producer who will take the certain highlight into said game that makes the most sense for them. So I think that's just in like real time. The shows are easier for me because I have other people with me as far as the full like pregame thing, but that's just by myself. I remember one time I was sitting next to our boss and he was saying something and I was like, hold on one second. I did the highlight. I read the wrong highlight for the wrong game. And I looked at him and I go, just read the wrong highlight for the wrong game. And he goes, it's okay. And I was like, thank God I said,
thanks,
like,
Shanks.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, thank God. I just was like, fuck it. I just fucked up so bad and I couldn't get in trouble because even he said in the moment, like, it's okay. But I have never done that before. I think because I was trying so hard to like pay attention to what he was saying. Oh, the other thing is when Terry Bradshaw sits next to me, he doesn't know when I'm going to do a highlight. So he'll be saying very, not inappropriate, but just things that shouldn't make air. And
right.
I have had to
private
literally
things.
Take my hand and put it over his mouth before as I'm about to do the highlight. So I would say that's the hardest part. What about you?
I would say the hardest part is traveling. It's just, agree.
He's got thoughts. Howie? Right.
You're fine.
Howie heard traveling and he was like, mommy, no.
Never.
Dogs know when you pack that suitcase. Don't tell me that they don't know.
They know. They freaking know. My sister just left today and he saw the suitcase and he was pissed. So yeah.
Baby bear.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But yeah, the travel. And I, after I saw we did this podcast in Vegas, I had a horrific travel situation.
Oh, look, we get it.
There's a shortage with pilots. Mm-hmm. There's a shortage, I guess, with air traffic control. Here's my issue. I get that. We're at, you know what? There's shortages everywhere. Don't schedule the flight. Don't schedule the damn flight. Because then traveling, I got it down. I can nail it. But I'm shaking. This is crazy. But don't freaking schedule the flight. If you know you don't have enough pilots, don't have people, because this is my issue right now. And I understand. I don't want to sound privileged because people can say, oh, you can afford this. I am bitching for the people that can't. The other day, I went from Vegas to Salt Lake City to Bozeman. My Salt Lake City, I went Vegas, Salt Lake. I saw that Salt Lake to Bozeman was getting pushed back like 5 hours. I'm like, they're going to cancel this shit. They don't have a pilot. Well, then we get on our flight to go to Salt Lake and I'm trying to check. Internet is down. I land. Flight is canceled. It's 11 o'clock at night. All right. So what do? I sit down at a terminal. I book my hotel right away. I book a car and I book my flight the next day because I know that Delta is not going to put me on a time that I want. So I book a flight. Does it cost me more money? Yes, but I need to get the hell home. They don't offer you money. They don't offer you anything. No. They just give you, if you're lucky, a sorry. And that is bullshit, man. Times are tough right now. There is inflation. We're probably going to be in a recession. People cannot afford this shit. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to my husband, my parents could not deal with this. I don't want my parents to fly right now. They're older. If they got screwed, they wouldn't know how to maneuver this. Can you imagine if you had 4 kids? Can you imagine if you had 2 kids?
The cost of changing everything?
Bitch. Yeah. Yes. You got to get car services back and forth to the hotel. You got to get a hotel room. You got to get food. And you got to book a new flight. Because if you don't, then you're on the 6 o'clock p.m. Yeah. the next day. It's horseshit. Don't schedule the flight. That is my PSA. Pisses me off. So
I
traveling,
love when she gets fired
to
up.
Answer your question, traveling really bothers me. I get it. No, there's a shortage.
Right.
I get it. These pilots, man, during COVID, it was like vaccine, no vaccine, we're firing you. I get it. Don't schedule the damn flight. That's it.
I'm not mad at any of that. I just don't understand. And this is the thing. And I understand. Well, I don't understand, but I do understand. When they oversell the flight, they're being selfish because they're like, oh, they assume not everyone's going to show up. So then they're able to fill the seats. But then now all of a sudden we're in an oversold situation. So who wants to volunteer? If there's no volunteers, then we got a whole situation. I don't know. I don't know the intricacies of it, but it feels selfish. It feels very selfish.
All I know is my layover in Salt Lake. And again, I am not saying this to be privileged. I'm very lucky that I can afford it. I just think of the people that are lying on cots or those shit ass blankets that the airlines don't even have enough of because of COVID. It was so expensive. And I got a $188 refund. Are you insane? Are you insane? Like, just don't schedule the shit. Anywho.
I don't know if I want to get into this because I don't. Yeah. I got a question about pets flying on airplanes.
I read somebody's tweet about that. What happened? Well, when are we getting to your trip? I'm so excited to talk to you about your trip. We have not spoken about it.
All right. Can we get to the trip? And then if we have enough time, which again, we'll make time. But I got a real bone to pick with some people about these animals.
Yeah, I read the tweet. I was dying to know.
I need proof.
What was happening?
Because guess what? I'm emotional. It's been a hell of a year. Willis, Daisy, get on here. Yes, the trip. The trip was awesome. My long-awaited trip to Italy. I have been trying to go on a trip to Italy and the Amalfi Coast. Again, this isn't like segue into feeling privileged, but we both work really hard. We both have a lot of jobs and I've saved up my hard-earned pennies to go on this trip that I really wanted to go on. And I had the best time. I did 8 cities in 9 days.
That's a lot, girl. That's a lot.
First of all, who's the asshole who's like packing and repacking for each place? It was so worth it because I wanted to like do as much as I possibly could. You know, I've talked about this trip forever and ever. And I was like, I don't care. Come hell or high water, I'm going on this thing. And of course, with COVID and stuff, a couple years ago, wasn't able to go on it, but I'm so glad and thankful that I was able to do it this time. You've been to the Amalfi Coast. You gave me a big part of our itinerary that we ended up doing. But I never got to the Capri portion of the program. I'm going to tell you because I short window. We did. We got a boat and we ended up going to Capri. We got off and we only had like 4 hours to explore. It wasn't enough time. And then I missed the nice part of Capri because I was just dropped off at the Disneyland, if you will, entrance.
Yeah.
And it was like not the fancy part of Capri. So I'm a little bummed about that, but everything else was amazing. Yeah. Amalfi was great. Positano was amazing. We talked about this with our producer, Ryan, who also went. The coffee thing. I'm an iced coffee gal. I couldn't get an iced coffee to save my life.
No.
What's the deal? Does anyone know why we're not doing iced coffee? And then if you ask for an iced coffee, they look at you sideways. I mean, there's so many amazing things about Italy that I love, but I really missed out on the iced coffee, hence why it's in this.
You can't get enough right now. Uh-uh. Well, you know what? We are going to talk more about your trip and everything else in the 7,000 questions I have for you about that trip for next week's episode. Ooh. So everybody stay tuned. I mean, this thing just flew, didn't it?
We're already
Oh, speaking of flying, I have a bone to pick. No, I'm kidding. I'm done with that. All right, guys, make sure you you tune in next week for all the deets on Ciao Bella. I can't even imagine how many Americans were over there. It was probably packed.
Oh my God. Now boarding zone one.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.